WPCA to order it. All right, or call a special meeting of WPCA to order at 6:32. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the
To the
flag
flag
of
of the United States of America
and to
and
the
to the Republic
for which it
stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
liberty,
and justice for all.
All right, for roll call, let the record show that all members of the authority are here, along with Brian Hall. Public portion, anyone from the public? Actually, I don't see anyone from the public here, so we'll defer that. If someone shows up and wants to ask a question, that's fine. And let's move right into the budget preparation. And I've got it up on the screen here. Before I start asking my questions, does anyone have any questions?
No, Jack, Charlie Sampson, if I could.
Okay.
I just want to apologize for the group. I missed last week. I got called into work early. Worked for like 15 hours and planned on a 15-minute nap before the meeting, but it turned into a 5-hour nap. So my apologies.
No apologies needed, Charlie. No apologies needed.
Well, I feel bad because I made a commitment, Jack, and I'm going to stick to my commitment.
Well, you know, the commitment is to get this budget done. So you didn't miss that yet. We're still there. So let me just start by saying, you know, Brian made a couple of significant changes to this, and I'll let him walk it through and ignore all these marks, the colors, because those were just mine to remind me to ask questions. So let's start with Brian. You tell me what you want to show, and you take over the show here, and then I'll ask my questions.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Jack. I mean, honestly, all I did was we split out what's going to be operating versus capital. You know, just Charlie, for your information, you know, last week we talked a little bit about how there's been some confusion around a lot of these capital fees that we've been collecting and what to spend the money on. And we haven't been spending money on anything. We've been kind of just putting it in the bank account, and a lot of our operating account has gone to fund the debt so far. So, you know, we talked about it last week. We're going to change that. We thought to help everybody from a visibility standpoint and a simplification standpoint, we would just separate the two buckets, both on the revenue and the expense side, so that it was very clear. Here's the revenues we're collecting for our operating budget. Here's our operating budget. Here's the revenues we're collecting for our capital fees and capital budget. And here's our capital budget. So at the end of the day, that's all I've done. QDS has not finished uploading the new water consumption for the 24-25 period. They're still in the process of that. So these are the same numbers there. And a 90% collection rate, which is probably a little bit low compared to historical, but in line with what we're seeing right now, is what's been assumed, given the fact that we're not looking to change anything from a rate standpoint. Assuming water usage is pretty flat, I think these numbers are going to be fine. I'm not concerned that we're going to get any surprises when they do finish their work at QDS. So, I'm happy to walk back through all these categories, but we did do that last week. And I don't know if there's any other questions. Maybe Jack, you want to just jump right
yeah,
into
I,
your
concerns? I still have a few. I still have
sure.
A few. And well, again, if anyone else has something they want to ask before I start mine, that's fine.
No, I'd say go with it.
Okay. You know, my first, again, you just touched on it with these revenues. Right now, we're not seeing the rate. So you're saying these are based on the same calculation for rate that we had last year.
Yes. So the exact same rates and water usage consumption. It's just whereas last year we budgeted assuming 100% collection rate, which we never get, right? We've now assumed more like 90%, which is more in line, I think, with reality.
Yeah. And I guess I'm still a bit confused by that, because what we used to do was we'd get our expenses And once we had the expenses, we knew how much we had to spend. Then we'd go back and set the rate because the rate, as you said, has two components. It's got the EDU, and then it's got the water usage. I'm still having trouble with that concept that we're just doing it based on what happened before when, these things could change.
Yeah, and I wish I had a better answer for you on timing wise, because if it was a week, it would be worth waiting another week just to see what the results come in. But QES really hasn't been able to give me any kind of indication of when they think they're going to get everything uploaded. I think there's still due to the new revenue streams, right, for this the
Oh, I
connect new
know.
connections and the interest, we're far above from an operating standpoint, the revenues. I think my gut's telling me that when we get everything loaded, we would have room to lower the rates, which honestly I don't recommend until we really get a good year under our belts. We figure out what's been going on with the current collection rates because we know there's some challenges based on some of the reporting that came through. So we got to make sure we're figure that out. I don't want to put us behind the eight ball and then say we're going to lower rates and then end up raising them in the following year. So, I'd much rather just keep them where they are, figure out some of these challenges and issues that we're working through, and then going into next year where potentially we're going to have a better understanding of the long-term capital commitments we need to make and really where we need to be with things, if we make any changes, we do it then.
Yeah, I agree with that totally because again, these impact fees, they're great. What we had last year and what we are pretty sure are going to come in this year because we got those big apartments. But I wouldn't base our financial health on assuming that we're getting that every year because we're not. And I'd say the same thing down here for this interest earned. This was like found money when we got it. And Charlie, for your benefit again, this interest comes from what used to be called a sweep account, where we had our excess cash and we could invest it overnight. And that went away. We had that for a long time. And then, of course, interest rates fell apart and we couldn't do that. Well, thanks to Nancy in Brian's office, she discovered that the state is now offering that program, making it a little bit safer for us, actually a little easier to do. And the current rate is 4 point what, Brian?
I think it's just under 5%.
Yeah, so
So
it's pretty high. So that's why, Charlie, when I say this is found money, it's found money. And it's only there as long as we have money sitting in the bank to put into that. We can look very quickly and say, wow, we got a 461,000 surplus on the operating side and this, and let's go spend it. Can't do that.
done, and I
Can't do
totally
it.
agree with you. And just so I'm aware, Brian, I looked at the sheet yesterday, back up at line 18. Total operating budget, we estimated the revenue to be 2.8 and it came in at 3.2. But next year we're estimating another 800,000 worth of
So the
expenditures or revenue. Revenue.
three
Revenue
point
right here.
two, right? The 3.2 is as of four, is still in April. So there's
Right.
still a little more time to go to collect fees. At this point, all the note the delinquency notices go out and folks realize they're going to be paying interest. So I do expect to be more in line with a 3.7 number if we were to think project for the full year.
Okay.
So I think that preliminary budget's going to be pretty much in line with where I think we're going to finish the year.
No,
Now,
I
on the expense side, on the operating expense side, if you just scroll down, Jack.
You want me to go all the way down?
Yeah, go all the way down. So at through 422, we're only 1.6 million. there are a lot of expenses that are incurred throughout the year on the city side of the books that reconcile at the end of the year. So I would expect that number to, definitely to go up. I don't know that it'll get back to the same 3.1 million that's in the budget, just because things like capital reserves, $300,000. I'm not aware that this committee is, allocated, knows how they're going to spend $300,000 in the next, call it, 2 months. So likely that's going to fall through and be lower, right? So now you're down to 2.8 million in expense. So, I do think, there's a lot of room between the revenues we're collecting on the operating side and our expenses. And that's why I made that statement earlier that, there might be some opportunity to actually lower rates, not increase them. But there's a lot of still, there's still a few unknowns out there. Taking over this for the first time, and like I said, we have seen some challenge. Even as good as those collection rates have looked like, when you look at the percentages, they're still pretty low. Like a lot of that
Yeah.
extra revenue is coming from those connection fees and coming from that interest income, and not from our core business, which is sewer usage and capital fees. And I'm not convinced that there's not some problem there that I'll uncover, in the next few months.
Thank you.
And then down here, I had a question when we get down here. Okay. And I agree, this is the way to do it. In fact, this is the way we used to do it. We'd separate out these costs and that revenue over the top. But as I look at this, the bond debt capital service, this is what we are obligated to pay Charlie every year. When they set up the referendum, they send up our payment schedule. This 1374575, that's already
Yep.
been set. Okay. And it's set. What did I say, Brian? Did it go out to 30 years? I think it did.
Initially, but we're down to like 20 years left at this point,
Right.
until you start borrowing more money, right? You've got 10 more million you could go after, and then it extends it out a little bit more. So it's a little fluid.
Okay. So, right now, for this current year, we'd be taking in 145,000 more than what we have to pay out for that, correct?
Correct. Then what we did this year, right?
Right.
And that's because we do have the opportunity to roll. What's going to happen is in October, we've been doing a thing called bands, which is like a short-term borrowing, and you roll over those short-term borrowings, and you keep incurring fees and more fees and higher interest. So the goal is we've spent all the money, so we bonded out in October. You'll incur some fees. You'll have to pay the interest on the bands on the short term, but all of that can roll up into that bucket so that it doesn't end up hitting your operating, and it all comes out of that out of your capital accounts. So
Right, but again, my point was that this year and every year we've been collecting more than we had to pay out. So, my thought was that we've always said that that surplus was to be kept in reserve, and not what we said. It had to be. We could not spend 10 cents of that money for anything other than paying back the bond. Am I correct?
correct.
And this is where the issue comes, not having a balance sheet, because we're not seeing those numbers. There's money sitting there. You threw out the number like six or
Yeah.
$8 million.
No,
It's
there's
sitting
eight. There's
there.
$8 million in cash for sure
Right.
in your capital account. So
Right.
that's why when you scroll down and you see that negative number, 1.154. If you execute on this budget, your cash account will go from 8 million down to 7.85. Okay. I'm sorry, 6.85.
Right.
So that's and the reason why we're looking to do this is because you shouldn't have 8 million in your capital account.
Right.
You should have been paying those bond debt out of that account, but you haven't. Right. So that was something we identified and talked about last week. So this year will, you know, this year will be the first year where that 1.33 million will actually pay it out of the capital account. But by the way, you'll see.
That's what I'm having trouble understanding. Okay. And again, you know, we don't have any control of that. But as I said, every year we've collected more than we had to pay out. And that's the way it was set up when they did the referendum. So that money is sitting there someplace, but it should have been, and it must have been, that was used to pay the first four or five, I don't know, what are we in, five, fifth year of paying that out? So that
Yeah,
should have been gone.
but I'm telling you, Jack, but that's what I'm saying. No one used that money to pay it out. They just put it in a bank. They just put it in a bank account. And that's why you're getting all this interest income, because you've got this 8 million sitting there that you've been collecting in capital fees. You haven't spent any of it on anything. It's just sitting in the bank account.
But then Brian, how was this paid every year?
Out of your operating expense.
Well, again, this has been one of my complaints about the finance department not getting reports from day one. You know, we've always said when we adopted the budget that that money wasn't for us to touch. It was only to pay for the referendum. So I don't know how we could get to $8 million and not have paid anything out of that.
Well, that's how you got to the $8 million, because you didn't pay anything. You've been collecting all the fees and paying nothing out. So now it adds a big. Now, what should have happened,
But
if
we
you
were
had been
budgeted.
budgeting.
We said, you know, in the reports we got, it showed it was paid out.
Well, but it was paid out above. It was paid out in the top section, which was your operating expense. So it's been getting paid out. Don't get me wrong. We've been paying down our debt. It's just been coming out of your operating expense account. And there's been enough revenue. The revenues have exceeded your expenses enough to actually fund that without an issue.
All right, so I guess my question is, you know, and it'll probably be answered when we finally get a balance sheet. The balance sheet should show a reserve for operating, which maybe now it doesn't because it was used up, but there should have been the reserve from operating, and this should have been a total reserve, could not be spent for anything else.
Right, so what you'll see is you've got zero money in your operating account, nothing, you know, like you've basically spent every dollar that you've been collecting. And then you've got 8 million sitting on balance sheet for cash for your capital.
All right, so that's got to be corrected. So it'll show two line items, correct? One should show what is ours, and one, I don't consider the referendum money that we collected ours. That was supposed to be spent separately. So to me, it's more of a bookkeeping issue. We budgeted correctly for this every year. What happened after we did the budget, I don't know. But you know, at some point, it's got to show that. That money that we collected for capital expenses is only for capital expenses.
Yeah, I'm lost, Jack. I got to tell you, I'm lost on this too. I know we've been saying for the past few years, don't even pay attention to what was in the capital section, the bond money.
Right, because it wasn't ours.
Right, it wasn't ours, and whatever was left over was supposed to just stay there.
Right.
I can't wrap my hands around it to say how that 8 million never showed up anywhere else in any of our reports. It just shows how bad our reports have been over the years.
Well, because the balance sheet never balanced. There was never a balance sheet that balanced.
Yeah, we never saw one. We never
Right.
saw one from Keith. We never saw one from what the hell was the girl's name there that passed away? I can't even
Patty.
think. And
Patty.
Patty. We requested those every single meeting, and we never got anything.
Right. And Brian,
But
that's what I shared with you the other day, that spreadsheet trying to show this. Because that's what those were the expenses paid, but then there's the whole issue of what was paid back in the referendum itself. So I mean those are the actual costs that you that spreadsheet, at least based on the engineers told, Patty Finch told, we didn't see. So, again, I think it's an issue of how do we get reports that make this clear that we have been doing the right thing. It's just how it got accounted for is the issue.
Jack, let me ask you a question if I can. If we paid out of the operating budget the capital expenses that we thought were being paid out of the capital account, where did it get taken out of our budget? Because at the end of the year, we still were in pretty good shape. We didn't
Yeah.
go 8 million over budget or 2 million over budget. Somewhere that
Again,
money came from.
I think this
Maybe
is
I shouldn't ask
really
that
just an
question.
accounting issue. And I know, Brian, your life is miserable trying to figure these things out because they haven't been done right for so long. But we've got to get to the point where they show up correctly and we all understand where we are.
No, I completely agree with you, and I think without getting like too far in the weeds, right? You just start with cash, right? You've got a couple cash accounts, an operating cash account, and a capital cash account. And so that's where I've started, and that's where I've uncovered this issue. And I think what's just happened, and again, you guys haven't gotten the reporting, but what's happened is you set an operating budget that's probably in line with your operating expenses. However, you've likely either collected more money and had less expenses. And accumulating that extra cash on the operating side has allowed you to pay off this debt, and without really having to have to touch any of the capital fees that you've been collecting year after year after year. And so that's why you've got that 8 million sitting.
But
Now,
at
like I said,
this point in time, we need to know how much of that is still reserved only to pay back the referendum, right?
yeah, look, all of it is, right? But what we have to be careful of is that we don't spend more than the 30 million in the referendum, right?
Oh,
Because,
absolutely. And
you know,
that's where the lack of the other reporting is critical.
yeah, so that's where, you know, that's why we're going to take 1.3 million out of your bank account this year to cover phase one plant improvements and not draw down on the referendum money. Okay. So really, if you think about it, you've almost got like three balance sheet type things going on. You got your operating piece, which at this point is kind of break even. You've got the referendum money, which, hey, I could borrow 30 million, but I've only borrowed 20 and I've spent all 20. So that's gone. Right. So think of that as just kind of a what. And then you've got a third bucket, which is all the capital fees you've been collecting to pay down the bond debt on that 20 million we talked about,
Right.
which is still now all sitting there, which is good news. Okay. But it's too much sitting there. So we've got to find the right balance over the next couple years where, and it'll be a good thing. Again, I won't have to go borrow that extra 10 million yet because I can use some of that money. Now I have to figure out how much can you use, because you're right, Jack. Some of that was put aside to pay for future debt. But I haven't got my head around how much of that 8 million sitting there for future debt purposes, how much of it is extra that I can spend on plant improvements because I erroneously was paying a lot of that bond debt out of my operating account and versus the capital account.
Right. And
So,
then the problem here is how this was set up years ago. It wasn't set up correctly. If it had been set up correctly, we'd have those answers. I've been going crazy about this for years. Kelly and Bob will tell you, I've been so upset. There were a couple of times I was ready to quit because I couldn't understand it. And even now, like this $1,300,000, to me, that's still part of the referendum expense.
it
Okay.
is, but this is the difference. Okay, if it was part of the referendum, like I said, there was 10 million left that you can draw down on the referendum on 10 out of the 30. If everything had been working normally, you would have had to borrow 1.3 million. You would have to take down that 10 million by 1.3 million to
Right.
fund this. because you wouldn't have had the money anywhere else, right? That's how it should have normally worked.
Right.
But like I said, because we haven't been paying down the debt, you've got this extra money. And again, I want to be careful. We can't spend more than the 30 million. So some of that extra money, instead of coming out of the 30 million, is going to come out of this capital fee account. So you're right. It's going to make the accounting even more complicated than it needed to be, but it's where we are and what we're going to have to do this year and probably for the next year or two. I did get the schedules from Barry around historic payments, and what the projections are for the balance. You know, the capital fees I think are kind of set, so I can do some future forecasts. So based on the current fees, current usage, and the time frame, how much will we collect? So I'll get there. I'm not worried, but look, it's kind of good news. You've had, for whatever reason, you've been collecting a lot more in operating revenues than you've had in operating expenses, and it's allowed you to fund your bond debt services over the last few years, which has now created a surplus, which really only should be used for your capital purposes.
Right.
So we just, but it'll allow you not to have to borrow that money and incur additional fees, to do that. And plus, I don't have to go to the bank and explain to them our financial situation, and you don't have to pay interest on it, right? So, I mean, the only thing that hurts you on it is you have to be careful with that interest income, because as your 8 million goes down, well, your interest income is going to go down because that's what's driving all that interest.
Right, and that was my point up here, why we can't, you know, we can't figure we're always going to be getting $250,000 a year, because we won't have as much cash to do it. And secondly, the interest rates themselves, you know, if the Fed gets, you know, things balances the way they want, you're not going to have 5% interest rates. And we, as I said, we went through that before. We were never getting 5%, but when we were doing the rollover, it's like, you know, we were probably getting 3%, 4%. And then it went down, and we finally had to stop it because the expense became more than the interest that was being earned on it. So, yeah, I'm just trying to make sure we all understand that this is not really found money the way it looks, that we do have all this down here. And even this we know is our scheduled payment, but this is. Would have been borrowed, but it hasn't been borrowed, correct? That's what you're saying.
Right. You would have, right. Normally, you would have had to borrow on
Right.
that 30 million to pay this, but now you're
Right.
not going to have to
Right.
because we can use some of that cash that's sitting there for it, and start to catch up, if you will.
And this should have been on the spreadsheet that we should have been getting every month showing what we're actually spending for construction and engineering, which we weren't getting. That was the point Kelly was making. So it's nice we've all agreed this is the number we have to spend this year. We already signed the contract on that. So I like the idea to split out here, but you're seeing it. But you know, in my own mind, I'm saying this is not as bad as this bottom line looks right now. But in the future, we've got to watch it very carefully. So.
Yeah, we can't exactly. We can't do this forever, right? I think we could definitely do it this year, probably next year to catch up, just because you got 1.3 million in payments a year, right? And we've been doing it since 2018, 2019.
Right.
Smaller payments, but you know, again, when I add it up, it's got to be close to the 8 million number, where instead of borrowing 8 million, you could use your cash to pay for some of that. Right. So maybe it's not eight, maybe it's five. So we certainly got a couple years where you shouldn't need to borrow any money against that 30 million, unless you tell me I need $10 million to go do something huge, right? If it's just trying to limp along here until we get to that big picture number of what's it really going to take to get this done, we'll be fine. You know, we shouldn't be borrowing any money up to that point.
Right. That will become clearer at the end of this year once the long range plan gets approved by DEEP, then we'll start talking about what we're going to have to borrow, because we know that the original $30 million is not going to be enough to cover. So,
Well,
we're
Jack, what is our final figure for the press? The press, the engineering, and the installation. Is
That's the
that going to include?
$1.3 million down here, Kel.
Okay. All right. I need to clear that up. Okay.
Right. That's what this is.
So we're not going to have to borrow that because that's there. Okay.
No.
Yeah, we're going to use the 8 million and we're going to pay for it out of that. So
Okay. All
that's
right.
what we do.
And
So
again, I think when Brian gets done with his reports, then we'll be able to understand a lot better than we are right
Sure.
now. So,
Hey, just a piece of information. We're talking about paying back that bond. Were you on the commission, Jack, when it was the first year of paying back, and Anita was it was her administration, and we didn't pay back that first year. Were you part of that, or was that
we
before you
didn't
came to
start
the
paying
company?
back till my second or third year.
Yeah. Okay.
Because supposedly we didn't have to pay anything back.
Yeah, and Anita pushed it off a year.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page of that
Yeah,
because I
because
can't remember when you came in.
I came in at the end of 16.
Okay.
Okay. And I had asked the first year I was there, and they said, no, you don't have to start paying it back until next year. And then I think it was 2018 that we finally started to collect it. And the
Yeah.
other problem with that was, at the time the referendum passed, everyone knew they were going to pay $257. And
Yeah.
then when it didn't start instantly, people forgot about it. And then when it hit, people said, oh, you raised our rates. Well,
Yeah.
we didn't raise the rates. It was the capital fee that people had voted on. We've only raised the rates once. And well, only once since I've been on, and I think it was even longer. And if you recall, the reason we had to raise the rates was because the consumption of water was going down, so we were
Yeah.
not collecting that part of it, and we had to raise the rates to get that back.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a bit frustrating, and it's very complex, and you can see all the trouble we have trying to explain that to the average ratepayer.
Well, that's just it. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
No.
And I don't blame them. They just want you to keep the rate as low as you can. And that's
Yeah.
what we want too, as long as we can keep the plant operating and efficient. So,
Right.
So I have one question, Jack. For Brian. Line 17, back up way up top. The 250,000, is that interest on the capital fees and the fees that we took in extra on top of our operating budget?
So that's basically all interest from your capital fees that you took in and didn't spend on repaying the debt.
I am not an
Because
accountant. And I'm obviously not going to tell you how to, but this should be two separate accounts. If we're going to set an operating budget, we need to set an operating budget that's realistic based upon how we operate, the revenue that we get just from operating, and capital fees has to be totally separate. I get it, it's kind of mixed in here, but I think that gives us a false sense of security, like you said, because 250,000 is on the $8 million we have sitting there that should have been paid out.
yeah, I mean, look, some of that, I don't think you would have paid all of it out, but
I agree.
what would have happened is you'd still have 8 million in cash, right? But it wouldn't be all sitting in your capital, because you do have two bank accounts, okay? A capital bank account and an operating. And instead of 8 million sitting in your capital, maybe it should be more like 4 and 4,
Right.
right? Which at that point you would have realized, hey, we shouldn't have 4 million in operating, right? Because
Right.
it's supposed to be break even. And you would say, well, we should be lowering our rates and charging less. But because there really was no cash in the operating, we've been operating like as we have. Now, interest earned can go against operating, doesn't have to go against capital. So that's why it's up in the operating section, even though you're earning it based on the capital account. So,
Understood, but we should not include that in our yearly operating budget we should include only the interest accrued from our operating budget and know that our second budget, which should be our capital budget, would allow us a little extra room. So I don't, you know, I don't want to say, hey, listen, we collect $250,000 this year. We can up all of our operating budget based upon a percentage of that interest, hoping next year is just as good. In knowing that that's a capital fee interest that we're spending. That,
right, that was the point I was making before. Sorry. Yeah, agree with you. But again, you know, for this year, we've got the cushion. And remember, a budget is a guide. This is not definitive, but we want to stick to it.
Because I know Ed spends way more money than he tells us about, but that's okay. You can smile it. There you go.
So let me get back to some of my other questions so that we can adopt this. And I hate to be a pain in the neck, but I think everybody knows this drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. I'd like to spend a minute talking about, you know, the wages, because I'm still not totally clear on how this is going to work. And again, Charlie, this transition is going on. Because previously, we had the office supervisor, Marcy's position, and we had an assistant, okay? Under the new plan, those positions technically, I'm going to use the term, are going away for now. They're being replaced by something else. So I just want to make sure I understand this. And let me start here. First of all, I forgot, what is this lab rate on here?
The lab rate is something that was agreed upon in one of the contracts that anyone that does lab preparation work gets paid an extra 68 cents an hour.
Okay. All right. So it's not really a position. It's a supplemental pay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to come down here and Brian, I need you to explain this a little bit to me as well. And I spoke to Rich Bertola today. He said this has already been taken care of with the bargaining units and whatnot. Once those deals are signed, this is going to be okay, correct?
Yeah, I think the WPC is on a different cycle, right? They're with the Public Works, right, Ed? So their contract's not up for another year or so. However, I wouldn't anticipate any challenges because net, what we're proposing is to the current WPCA tax collector is part-time position. So we would be making that a full-time position. Marcy's position would be going away or being absorbed. Those functions would be absorbed by myself, by my AP, my payroll, my accounting, as well as the WPCA, as well as a coordinator position that's going to be hired and was already approved on the highway side, on the DPW side. So between all of those folks, they're going to pick up and do the work of Marcy. The extra person will also help as far as the full-time position at the tax collector office. And then there's another addition for an operator in the plant. So
right, let's stick to this part first. I'm trying to picture in my mind how this is going to work, because this is the part that really for the last 9 months is killing me. Okay.
Yep.
If somebody calls WPCA, who are they going to talk to?
Right, so they're going to call the coordinator position. They're going to call the admin, right, is going to be kind of the person answering the phone. She's going to be doing all of this stuff that you are, I say she, that's, but
could be
the admin position is going to be doing everything that, you know, has been, you've been picking up this slack. And, you know, that's been approved, but that's July 1st. But like I said, talk with the mayor, try to get that going early. You know, so that worst comes to worst, you're hitting the ground running July 1st with that position.
This position will be in your office though, correct? And what will the job description look like?
Job description is going to look like a mix of a coordinator admin type role that is responsible for both WPCA and Highway. I think they can sit in the they wouldn't even be sitting in City Hall. I think they'd probably be where DPW is, more under Mike Piscinera. But
Yeah, I'm kind
between yourself, Ed, and Mike, you can sort out exactly like, my expectation is this person would have a dotted line into Ed. And, at least half of her time is going to be spent between handling WPCA type admin responsibilities and what they would need to do for the city.
So we're paying a percentage of her salary,
Correct.
and
Not salary. Don't say her salary.
Yeah, I know. I keep
well,
doing
his or her, we're
it.
paying a
Yeah.
percentage of that position's salary, which I 110% agree with. And
Right.
how do we come to the determination that 50% is WPCA, 50% is going to be the town side?
How do we come to that? I think based on what Jack's been telling me, the responsibilities and the effort, I think it's a guess at this point, but I think 50% is in the dotted line is where we've landed.
Okay, no, I'm not. I'm
So
not questioning per se the percentage. I just wanted to make sure that, we're paying a fair percent.
yeah, and an admin role is roughly four, probably over 40. I've assumed roughly 20,000 for the WPCA. 20 of the 60 is for that admin role, and then the 40 would be to handle all the other finance positions. I mean, I can tell you the last few days, I've been 100% of my time dealing with auditors on WPCA audit issues.
So, Jack, I say we cut Brian's salary right now.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
And
okay.
our auditor, when I told him about this, he was fine with the concept, but he goes, that is way too little money. He goes, if you add up all your hours and your hourly rate, it should be a lot more. And I said, okay, John, I'll take that into consideration and we'll, but I can get away with this for this first year and we figure it out. I mean, I've had to download QDS. I've been teaching myself how to get this reporting figured out, get this audit sorted out. I mean, the same thing that I went to the current people and said, hey, I need information from these folks. They're like, can't find it, doesn't exist, don't know. And so it really, okay, I had to download it, and it was honestly what it ended up being was figuring out how to search properly in QDS. If you type in too much information, you can't find anything. So you have to type in very little information, you get a huge list, then you got to comb through it, and then you find what you need, and then you get the, so bit of a nightmare, but figuring it out.
Would you be amicable, Brian, and just on this sheet, to breaking out that technically WPCA tax collector to specific personnel, the tax collector yourself, and the percentage of cost, so that we know what we're paying each person? I do this for my department, and I know 20% of my salary every year is paid through a totally different budget than the police department, because I do a lot of work for our railroad department. And in when I represent it in my budget every year, that's the way I present it, that there's 100% of the time we have police officer, so I cover his budget 100% of the time. 20% of the time it's me, 100% of the time there's another young lady, 50% of the time I have another person that works for me doing nothing but railroad. But it just makes it easier for us to understand this $48,000 number that came up, where that money is being spent. Because sooner or later, hopefully with any luck, the right people are put in the right places, and we can start to say, all right, well, Brian's time, good for him. We don't need him 100%, 110% of the time. We only need him 100% of the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's no problem. I think to answer the one question, right, 100% of that tax coordinator is going to be that 48,692 is 100% of the salary for the tax coordinator. And while there will be some cross training with the city, so that that person could, in theory, step into the shoes and do some of that work, realistically, they need a full-time position there. And some of the stuff that I've been doing and Marcy's been doing, and things I haven't even got to yet, quite honestly, around tax collection, there's so much one-off things. Like, I need that person to do that. And right now, I'm getting all kinds of pushback. And the person who's there is not have the right skills
I
either.
personally totally understand. I just like to see that, whatever money's being expended in the operating budget are calculated based on not only the other stuff that Ed has in there, but where else. So like the rates, the percentage of rates we're paying.
Yep. No, that makes sense. Like, I'm gonna have to do something like that for the auditor anyway, so I can take a swag at some of these percentages and do that. Like I said,
I have no problem. I have no problem with whatever we owe, but
right.
it's just easier if we can say, hey, listen, Brian's working for us 50% of his time. Next year, because everything is going better and we hired somebody, Brian's working for us 30% of the time. And that gives us a better idea of next year how we have to allocate the operating budget.
Yep.
All right,
No,
let
that's
me
very
ask a
fair.
question based on that so I understand. This one is the current position that someone is filling right now, correct?
Correct. However,
And
it's
it, but it's going to
today,
change.
right? Today it's part-time at a lower hourly rate, right? Because it is part-time. So now it'd be full-time at a slightly higher rate at the $23.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm just, it's Charlie. Same thing. I'm just trying to understand it. Okay.
But 100% of it be allocated toward WPC.
Right. And this one is a combination of an allocation of part of your salary and part of this new position that's going to be a DPW.
Correct. So 20,000 of it's for the DPW position. The other 40,000 is for between myself, AP, my deputy, and my payroll person.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to understand. Same
And
thing.
then I'll break out the percentages of my time. Maybe it's 10% of my time, 10% of my AP's time, 10% of my deputy's time. And then that should add up to the $40,000 that we've got.
Okay. Yeah, that clarifies that for me. Now I have a question for Ed, because I watched the Ansonia WPC last night. I don't know if any of you others watched it. It was
I
quite
did too,
interesting.
Jack. It was very interesting.
Yeah. But I do have a question for you, Ed, now on this. You were basing this new position on saying some New England group recommends a certain level of staffing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but last night I heard Ansonia said that DEEP requires them to have eight positions. And they're a bigger plant. Why do we need more people than they do in Ansonia?
Because they don't have a collection system to worry about. That's public works.
Okay, well, that's why I'm asking the question. It was an interesting meeting. It was a very interesting meeting. That's all I'm going to say.
And the deep requirements they get from the NUIPIC website, the same one that I filled out, or is the same one that Ansonia did, and that's what DEP goes by, is a suggestion by the NUIPIC organization.
So do we get, I didn't know we got this. Do we have something from Deep with these recommendations?
As
I've
far as
never heard.
staffing goes,
Yeah.
I will have to check back to the 2000 or the I think it was 2012 orders that came down that we had to be staffed in a certain way. And I'll check the O&M manual for when the plant was upgraded last, as of 68 or the partial upgrade in 2000.
Yeah, because that's what struck me when I was listening to that meeting last night. They said it was a deep requirement. And I'm saying, I don't remember seeing any deep requirement for RSAF. Kelly, do you have that where you are?
No, because we're different. We strictly are collection. We do not treat anything,
Okay.
so we don't have a figure like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're not under order with DEEP to have a certain amount of employees. It's just a suggestion.
Okay. Well, that clarified it for me because again, that was my question. How could they say they affect they're running the plant with three people now in Ansonia? Oh my God, I just
Thought it was two, to tell you the truth, because the way it sounds, it's Jason and someone else from what I was hearing last night.
that was an eye-opener, that's all I'm gonna say. But and one
It,
person did happen to mention us and question why we didn't go along with the deal, but
just a quick question on wages, Jack. Ed,
okay.
that shows the current rate HR. Is that going to be the current rate July 1st, based upon contractual raises, or is that the
Yes.
current rate now?
No, that's the current rate as of July 1st.
Thank you.
That's with
Yes,
the
sir.
2.5% increase, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, yeah, just to clarify, right? So that current rate is actually on that column F. It's where we are today.
Right.
The H is where, okay, it's going to go up by 2.5 in the
Right.
projected salary, which is what the budget's built off. Column I, J, is after the 2.5%.
Okay,
Right.
thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Did I have any other questions? Oh, this one, again, I want to come back to this. Oh, wait a minute. Bob, my hand. Hang on a second. Bob, what's up? Yeah. Yeah. Are you knocked out? Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay, thanks. All right, Bob just lost his internet. So if it comes back, he'll try to get back in. I want to come back to this, and I don't know if it needs to be the discussion for today, but last meeting I had mentioned it. We are currently sending out two completely separate bills, two completely separate mailings. I'd like to look at Brian, I guess this would go into your office now, how we do this billing to make it less confusing for people. Because even though we probably, and it's funny because I went to the city website, evidently we took off the explanation of the two bills. It's not there. So I think we need to look at that because it affects not only the business forms, it affects the postage because we're really paying twice as much for postage as we should. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I brought that up with Anna today. Anna, me, and Mark were talking about it and saying that's where we need to move to. There's no reason to have two separate bills, right? So, right, you'll save money, hopefully less confusion. As long as we can execute on it on the back end, and make sure that the capital fees go to the capital fees and the operating fees go to the operating fees, and there shouldn't be an issue. But
Okay.
everybody's on board, and Anna would really be the one who's going to execute on that. So, but I will obviously, I'm the lead here, so I will work with her to make sure that happens.
Okay.
I totally agree, but I also believe that cost, if we go to one bill, obviously it's one cost, but if we can't go to one bill, then postage costs should be broken out. Postage for the regular, and then postage for capital fees. And the capital fee postage should be placed upon the budget of the capital side of this, not our referendum budget, not in this budget. That's why I'm trying to wrap my head around our real operating budget and and what is actually combined here.
Right. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it's still the point. Because
Well,
the same thing.
if it costs $10,000 to send out a regular, fee mailing, then it's $10,000. The other 3,000 is for the capital fees that they have to pay mailing. That should be coming out of that $8 million account, not out of the operating budget.
That's fair.
That's how you get a handle on what your actual operating budget is.
And then, Brian, I think I asked this last week, but we're going to have more people. We're adding a position, and yet we're keeping the health insurance the same, and the city pension, we're actually going down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so look, the issue here, Jack, is that, and you've emailed me about this. We don't have a good reporting process in place to track these benefits. So what happens is you get to the end of the year, you get to the audit, we put together a story that's good enough to justify the transition between, in-kind services between the two groups, but it's not what it should be. I think we need to get to better reporting. I've asked Joe Pinto for that. I've asked to have WPCA broken out, to try to get there.
Right.
So, you're right. It's probably a little conservative, but because I don't have a good understanding of our baseline, I just don't feel like it's justifiable to raise it. I mean, if I had good reporting and I could tell you exactly which person was, but I can't even justify to you the 360 that's there right now. So I'm gonna leave it as is. And if I give you some good reporting and it turns out it's more, well, you'll understand, okay, I get it, and we'll have a little bit of a variance. But
Well, we
it's
have a
just,
question to cover it. I was just raising it again, and
yeah, right. We
I
have we're
did
gonna
send
have a
stuff to Brian, my concerns that, look, because we're self-insured, that's a big part of this. But as I said, we weren't getting any numbers during the year, and we're still paying money during the year
Yeah, I
because
mean, between
we
those
don't pay
four
off the
accounts,
excess.
yeah, I mean, those four accounts are 500, well, let's say pension, workers' comp, and employee benefits, where you've had zero reporting,
Yeah.
and so that, that's almost $500,000. I mean, I think it's fair. I don't, I, you know, but without good reporting, I'm not going to raise it on you yet, and that's one of the top priorities, I think, for me, is building that reporting, understanding that entry and giving you that information throughout the year so that you can understand where you are with it.
Music to my ears, Brian. That's all I'm going to say. Music to
Yeah,
my ears.
and
On the
I would
list.
and I would agree, but just to make sure we're solid here, Brian, obviously our expenditures year to date is far, far below, but the 360 that we're proposing for next year, which we believe will be sufficient, also includes the percentage of your salary and the other people we talked about earlier.
No. No, the 360 is purely looking at the employees from the plant
Okay.
and the expense for healthcare associated with that. Like I said, we're self-insured. So somebody gets sick and incurs a lot of expenses. I mean, we have a stop loss, so we wouldn't
Right.
incur more than 125,000 per person. But short of the stop loss, those costs could be, whatever, right? And then there's an admin fee, and then there's the stop loss fee. So that I do know, right? That number's kind of fixed,
Right.
but it's a small percentage of this 360, right?
So
It's so
my
the
question then is, and once again we do the same thing, if that percentage of your time, which hopefully we make less, is incurred, there's no agreement that the employee health benefits percentage also covers that.
No, I haven't gotten that far along to to figure it out, right? I mean, I think it's small enough number right now with what I'm proposing for the 40 grand between my whole team that I don't think an auditor is going to really go to, like I said, he's going to be pushing for a bigger number. And he may say things like that where you should be including your benefits and your costs, but I don't think we're going to get tripped up there. I think we'll be okay. Sans somebody getting really sick at the plant and incurring, a bunch of, it has to actually be a bunch of people. But it also includes retirees in here too. So,
Understood. I just don't want the mayor to come back and say, "Well, Brian went out sick and you guys are paying 50% of his salary. You also have to pay 50% of his health benefits." I want to make sure that that's clear. We're not doing that.
No, that's not. And again, I think, I mean, we're talking in the 10 to 15% range of my salary and probably my team salary overall. So,
And this did include Marcy, which, there's some
yeah,
cover.
right. So she, right. You're down one. Serge technically was there already, so he was kind of probably in there, whether it was, part-time or full-time.
Well, he wasn't getting benefits, though.
All right. So yeah, the new person would get the new position would get benefit. So
And this one also, it would seem that this would have to be more. No, the city pension, because all the salaries are going up by $100,000. So I don't see how the pension could go down.
but the pension should still only be related to people that were prior to what 20, it's like July of 2017. So if that's just to serve as that group, it shouldn't change really. If anything, it does go down over time as people go on to Medicaid and they should become less of a burden on the overall pension plan. This
Making fun of
there
us old people?
No, yeah, I think there's. If you're thinking about the 2%, Jack, are you thinking about the contribution where we match the 2% everybody afterward? Yeah, and again, this is another one where I just haven't had the time. In theory, you should be covering both pieces, right? Some part of the old pension obligation and the new one. The 2% is pretty typical, but I'd have to see how many people are in the old pension and the new pension?
Okay, I mean, I have no problem. Look, I'm just trying to point out areas that I'm concerned about, but I feel good because we do have a cushion,
Yeah, right. Yeah, I
right?
mean, I could throw another 20 grand in there, but it makes you feel better for sure.
No, I get it. I'm just trying to point out when I go through, I do go line by line and try and figure it out. And I'm not an accountant. I don't pretend to be, but I'm just always concerned that we be conservative with these figures. And, because of this, we do have a kind of a little bit of a cushion. Not as much as I don't think it's $461,000, but there is a cushion to cover these things. So.
And well, my other thing too, Jack, would be, and what percentage of the WPCA pension is funded? So obviously we're always shooting for the above 80%, Brian, which is a really good percentage. And it would be nice to be able to say we're going to put a little extra in so we can reach those type of figures. So, maybe one day we could get a report to know how good we are doing.
Yeah, and that's something
Right.
we've never seen.
Well, look, I'm happy to forward you all the city, at this point, the WPCA Board of Ed, right, everybody's in the city pension, is in the city pension. I don't think of them as any
So
different.
it's one.
And we're at 80% funded. And I have a report that I can certainly send you all so you can understand that better. And what our position is. And we budgeted $1 million of contribution into that next year on the city side. I think, again, it's not something that we've broken down and said, oh,
No. It's one, you just
Right.
say it's one city pension and we all pay into it.
Yeah, and truthfully, I don't know that WPCA is maybe paying in enough, right?
Well,
But that said, like you said, this is how it's kind of always been, and until I get my arms around a bunch of other more important things, right pocket, left pocket stuff between the WPCA and the Board of Ed is just lower on my priority list.
I know that was an issue when I first came on. That was an issue of what we were paying and not paying. And I kept saying, let's sit down and do this. Let's sit down and figure this out. I even
Yeah,
went
I
to the
mean, look,
Board of
there's
Apportionment
ways
and
to.
Taxation and said, we're ready to sit down and talk about this. Never happened.
Yeah, I mean, look, we could figure out how many pension people are from the WPCA. If it's 10% and the city's going to contribute $1 million, okay, maybe the WPCA puts 100 grand in, but
Yeah, we just want to make sure that it's being done correctly, and we don't end up like the state of Connecticut, billions
yeah.
of dollars in hole.
Right. So I think what you can be confident is the city is, like I said, planning on funding $1 million. We're at 80%. And the pension is one of the few things that I can absolutely say is in pretty decent shape
Yeah.
for the city of Durham.
90, May 17th.
Bob, can you mute yourself?
Pretty sure. Do we have anything on the calendar? May
No.
17th. Oh, I can mute him. Good. He's off. Okay. All right. Now, my question is, we have to do a preliminary approval of the budget so it gets published for the public hearing. But this is the budget. What about the individual rate for payers?
So I've got a schedule. It's by district, and I don't know if districts mean a lot to anybody outside
No,
of
we've never heard it
this
before.
group, but I can certainly send it to you, and then you can pick and choose like what of that information you want to, make public. But it's essentially the same thing as what we're currently at. So, there's a flat fee. There's a fixed fee, and then there's a usage component,
Right.
which is like 80 cents per thousand. So I've got that information. I can send that to you.
All right, but for this budget, what we're approving tonight, it would be the same calculation as last year, correct?
Correct.
That's what
Correct.
that's what we're approving tonight. So
Yep.
the ratepayers can understand there is no increase in rates from WPCA this year, other than anything caused by more water usage.
Correct.
Okay.
I think, Jack, I think, other than contractual cost increase in operating budget, I would
Right,
probably put it
I'm
that
only
way.
talking about what the ratepayers
Right,
will see. They're
right.
not their rate is not going to go up unless their usage went up.
Okay, I understand what you're
And it could
saying.
go down if they didn't use as much.
Correct.
Okay? That's all I'm
That'd be
trying to say.
bad for us, though.
So
Only
if
use
anybody
more
asks
water.
you, if anybody says that WPCA raised the rates, the answer is absolutely not. The rates are the same. That's the budget we're approving tonight. And we've got room to work in the next year to finally get this the way we all want it to be. And it's never been. So.
And just for clarification, right? Residential customers, which is our District 1, as we call it there, on line 44910. We use the first quarter, we eliminate the second quarter of water usage, we take the third quarter, and then we double the fourth quarter. Okay, so we don't even include the heavy months in
Right.
the summer for water usage to come up with our consumption number.
Right.
Then we take the total number of gallons divided by 365 to get to an average, per day. You multiply that times 80 cents, and that's your consumption number. And then the
Right.
flat fee is $275 per unit.
Right. Again, that's
Again,
the
yeah,
EDU
not.
for regular service because there's a separate fee. For the capital fees, we still use EDUs, but that is 257 and it doesn't change. Marginal.
275, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, 257 per
That's the
EDU.
capital.
Capital fee won't change. There's no, that does nothing to do with consumption, really. So,
So
Okay. So we'll look
basically, Jack, we're looking at a 3% increase. 2.5% of that is going to be contractual.
Right. Our budget is going up, but the
Correct.
rate is not. Okay. Yeah, that's very clear. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Let me ask you this, Jack, before we make this motion. I was just looking through this about expenses, and I know last week we talked a little bit about trying to put money aside every year for new vehicles because we just paid off two vehicles. There's nothing in there. Is that something you want to add in there now?
I just as soon do it once we get final figures from Brian, but I agree with you. You
No,
know,
that's fair. That's fair. You didn't.
and also designated as reserve.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back to a hot topic. I also believe that we need to make sure that things like with the repaving of David Humphreys Road, which I live on, that we put money aside to, raise whatever maintenance, extra maintenance work, we need to calculate that in. I mean, I don't know where that falls in which line item in this budget, but I think that we need to set aside a specific amount of dollars in its own line item so that Ed can go out and say, all right, listen, we need to fix this store because of the infiltration, the INI. Remember, I learned that a couple weeks ago. I think that we need a specific line item for items like that.
Yeah, because I think right now it would probably be covered here, right, Ed?
It would be, yes, under collection system maintenance.
And Ed, you feel that's enough that the $100,000, the $20,000 increase would cover going around and at least doing five or six manholes a year to get the INI back down to where it should be?
Well, the INI, no, that's completely different. That's the collection system rehabilitation. The collection system maintenance is for, replacing manhole frames and covers, any kind of point repairs that we need to do, that we, we come across during the year when we're doing our jetting and CCTV work. That number went up exponentially this year because of the paving project. And if you'd like me to, we can talk a little bit about what Mr. Curtis brought up at last week's meeting, because we went out and did an investigation on those manholes on David Humphreys Road. We got hit with a couple different point repairs this year that we weren't expecting. You never really do. And then we spent a lot of money on redoing manholes for the paving that came across. We did purchase, I think it was 12 risers, to be able to put in certain areas that needed it. And we're lucky enough to still have lots of issues with the manhole covers after paving was done.
No, understood. Understood. I just want to make sure that that line item collection system maintenance is enough to cover what you anticipate risers needed for this year and for next year. You know what I mean? I'd like to see, obviously, because of the numbers that we're looking at, that all of this work is done. And if we got to kick this up another 10 grand, because you say that. We may need some extra risers because of future paving, that we do it now.
We could always increase it.
Right. Can I
Well, I don't.
interject?
Bob, did you say something?
Jack, we talked about this last week. I don't see where WPCA is in the paving business, number one. Number two, when they have a contract, we should look at that contract that they part of the paving is bringing a road back up to standard. It's not, we shouldn't be chasing around after these people. That should be in the contract.
I totally agree with you, Bob. I understand 110%, but I think that we also have to look at roads that currently aren't going to undergo paving that maybe we want to do some extra work on. And I think that we need to make sure that we have
Why
enough
wouldn't?
cushion in this line item to do that.
Yeah, we start repairing manholes because of a sloppy paving job,
No,
we're going to be
no.
sucked into it. And this, first of all, the city of Derby is issuing a contract.
Understand. Once again,
Last I knew,
under.
we were going to talk to the whoever handles the contracts to make sure that's in there. If
Right,
they're going to increase the height of the road,
we.
it just
I
blows
think,
my
yeah.
mind.
Now, oh.
I have been in Florida and I sent Jack a copy of the manhole. There's no such thing as patching manholes down in Florida. Now, they're smart enough to get a contract out, including it in it, and make it out as part of the bid.
And
You know,
I am
we're
Bob.
like chasing a kid down the street with a napkin, you know?
Right,
I
that's something that could be done going forward. But I think Charlie's
right.
point is, what do we need to get through this next year? Ed is budgeted $20,000 more. And
And
Charlie's
I'm just
saying,
asking
is
Ed
that
if
going to
that's
be
enough.
enough to get us through the next year? Is it?
Right.
You're going
Irregardless of paving and
right.
contracts, which I'm sure Jack will work out with the mayor. And that stuff should be included in the contract, to Bob's point. Well, I'm sure there's some other manholes that we need to look at, in order to improve them to help us with the overall. And I'm just asking Ed if he feels that $20,000 increase is enough.
Well, what I can do, and I will gladly accept feedback. Jack, would it be okay if I share my screen?
I think you can do that now.
Yeah, and then just before we go too crazy, here's one thought. Right? If you scroll down, there's the 300,000 in cap that you're unlikely to spend this year. There's consistently there's other people asking, and I've got to talk with our auditors about establishing like a capital reserve. So essentially, you expense it this year in this year's budget, but it's on your balance sheet. So next year, if you need it for manholes or for trucks or for whatever, right, you've got the cash to do it, and it's outside of your referendum spending. So I can absolutely look into that and talk to our auditor about that. And then, again, now you've got it for the future. You're building up a reserve for
Right.
capital projects, known or unknown that occur. So
Right.
just another thing we could do, put it out there.
And I, for Kelly's benefit in particular, the day after our meeting last week, I did call Linda Fusco and said, Linda, we talked about this at the meeting last night. Has the city considered, when they're negotiating the contract for paving, including these things in the pavement, or at the very least, making sure the WPCA and DPW are at those meetings explaining their needs so they do the work at the same time? Because that's another issue. They pave the road and then we don't come until 3 or 4 months later. That's a problem too. So she agreed and said they would be looking into that for any future contracts. So I did
Excellent.
follow up.
And I agree with Brian. As long as we could spend the capital reserve funding on items such as that, then I don't have a problem.
Okay, so do we have a motion?
My feeling is still that we shouldn't be part of DP, the Public Works Department. If the city is paving road, the Public Works is involved. That's a Public Works job. And if
Well,
they're,
there are two different things, though. Ed.
what about this?
There's storm sewers and there are WPCA sewers. They're not the same.
The
No, but who's
WPCA
fixing
owns the
the.
manholes.
Right.
The
Who's
WPCA
fixing the.
is responsible to raise the frames, replace the frames, or just put a simple riser there. We own it. That structure belongs to the WPCA.
That's why we have the money budgeted for. Okay, but I, again, the suggestion is if there's a future paving job that ought to be coordinated. We can't do anything about contracts that have already been executed. We can
Right.
only work to make it better going forward. So,
I'm just trying to get Ed more
who's
money.
taking care of the storm drains?
What?
Do we know who's fixing the storm drains, or we're gonna do that too?
Fucking killing me.
Well, the storm drains aren't our responsibility. That's DPW, so we don't get involved with that. You know, we went through this a couple years ago, and we had to set aside some money. So, but you're right. You know, we'll keep an eye on it. But you know, we don't want to pay for things that shouldn't be ours. So, and we don't
Listen,
expect people to pay our bills either.
I think we said.
Oh,
Oh, he's
we
gone.
lost Bob again. Listen, I am content with the fact that Ryan has given his 90% approval that we could use the capital funding for items such as that, and we don't need to add any more fees to or any more cash to that maintenance line, collection system maintenance line.
Well, what we could do is, if right now we're, the budget proposal is for 100,000, I could make it 100 and say 20 or 25 with that 25, 20 or 25,000 for manhole raising and replacements. So a certain amount of that money will be allocated every year just to go to that.
But
I'm
Brian,
gonna
would
have
that
to,
have to be a separate line item?
yeah, I'm gonna have to refer to Brian. Should it be better if it's a specific use to make it a new line item?
You know, look, it's up to you guys how you want to classify it. I think dollar wise, there's, like I said, there's 300,000 this year that I could try to create a reserve. There's 200,000 budget for next year that no one's really got a plan for, right? So I feel like the money's there, and then plus you've got all this cushion, right? That potentially, so it doesn't matter. We, like I said, we could start shifting dollars around. We could add more lines. It's just important that we all understand what is it we're trying to get accomplished. And we've got a lot of dollars here. What are we going to try to do with it? Because, like $300,000 of capital is a lot of money. We could have done something with it, and we didn't do anything with it this year, right? So, like I said, hopefully I can create a reserve, save it, use it in the future. But those are the things we want to be, proactive and really planning
And we thought we had been all these years, and we didn't. Well,
for.
I think we did, but it never got translated. So, okay. Well, let's get through this year. This I hope this is the year where we finally get numbers that really make sense to all of us, that everybody gets on the same page. And I'm sure it's the same in other departments. I don't think we're the only ones in this situation. So we need a motion to approve the budget.
Motion.
Okay.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Charlie is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? All right, we have a budget. Brian, I want to thank you. This is the first year since I've been here that the finance department has come and been part of our budget.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes, no, look, it
Yeah,
was
thank you.
my pleasure, guys. It's thank you for
You
your
earned your
patience.
50% salary or 20%, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, it's I'm going to be putting a lot more time in than what you're going to get charged for. So you're getting a good deal. But it's been fun learning a lot. Thank you for your patience. I would have liked to have gotten to this sooner, but there was a lot to do on the city side. But I, there's a lot of opportunity here. I think there's things we can do, get cleaned up, probably even get more revenues, improve collection rates. And then, look, let's revisit the whole sale thing. Let me, like I said, I've done a lot of deals over the years. I can give you look at it through a little different lens. Who knows? But I look forward to working with all of you in the future, giving you better reporting and kind of righting some of these wrongs of the past.
Well, I'm looking forward to July 1st. That's all I can tell you. Okay, let's move on. Brian, I don't think we need you for this, but the blower issue and possible action. I did talk to the corporation counsel, and he said he thought if we needed a waiver, well, we thought we would need a waiver. Now, Ed came up with something that's a little bit different, but he said we would need to do that. And if that's the case, we need to get that on the agenda for the Board of Aldermen next week. So, Ed, why don't you give us an update on what you were suggesting for what we need to do?
Well, first off, I'd really like to stress the fact that we're in real rough shape right now. We have two blowers at the plant. One is out of service, and in order to get the parts, they need to get ordered, and we got an 8 to 10 week lead time to get those parts. We have a second blower that was installed in the early 2000s. And that blower is on its way out. As a matter of fact, that blower went down at 4:30 this morning, and we were violating our permit because we had no other blower, and we were discharging partially treated effluent into the Housatonic River until we were able to get that blower back up and running. If that blower goes down, we have nothing, and we will be violating permit day by day, probably getting fined by DEP at that point as well. Not to mention that if we don't have any kind of aeration system, we will, it's the best way to say this, we will blow our permit for nitrogen for the year probably within a week. And we'll have to pay nitrogen credits because we won't be able to get back what we lost in that time frame. The blower replacement for the newer blower is 83,000, and after talking with the vendor said he doesn't understand why it would have to go out to bid. And our engineer said this as well because it's all their equipment. If it goes out to bid, someone is going to go to them since they are the rep and get their prices to bid on something that they're going to have to sell them the equipment for anyway. It's proprietary. So they're going to be the cheapest if it has to go out to bid because they're the only one that sells it, and they're going to sell it to anybody else. They're the only one that makes the parts that we need to get. That's the kind of the problem that we're in.
And you can see I've got Ed's email to me up on the screen. Okay.
Right. So Ed, Charlie said, just knowing the charter. So anything over 15,000 is mandated to go out to bid. Unless waived by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. The city cannot spend a dime over that. It, knowing what the cost is of this and letting them know the facts that you just stated, that this is an emergency repair and that there's only one vendor available to replace this part, you will more than likely get a waiver. So I would definitely put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Make sure you show up at the next meeting and just explain it the same way you explained it to us. Each one of the vendors who are going to, each one of the bidding parties that would bid on this would be going to this one vendor who is willing to supply it to us in for an emergency need at this cost. I don't think they would not waive it. And
Neither do I. My question is, though, what is the actual expense that we need to approve? Because this was
well,
for repair, and then I don't have the $83,000, I don't think.
I can pull that up. So we have a couple of problems going on with these. We have one blower that is out altogether, 8 to 10 weeks just to get the parts in. We have another blower that is failing, and it failed us today. And we can get a retrofit for that blower, which is, I think, $28,000. But that is a retrofit for the blower itself, not the motor and not the PLC unit, which could go at any time either.
I would literally spend the 83,000, number one, and number two, this is a cost of the upgrade of the plant, so it should come out of the capital funds, the cat, the
Referendum fund.
referendum line item. That's where it should come from, knowing that even if we redid the plant today with the remaining monies and the monies we're going to end up totally asking for, this will be part of the cost. So I would 100% replace it and ask for whatever the total is for the replacement, and then at least you know we have one good one. And
Well,
then, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kill.
no, go ahead, Trump. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know better than I do, but my thought is replace it 100%, take it out of the referendum funding because it would have to be replaced anyhow, but pose it to the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen that it's an emergency service. These are the only people that are going to be able to replace it because this is what we're looking for.
I guess I do have one question. Ed, if we do that, and we've done that for the other, is this definitely going to be part of the new plan? Because if it's part of the new plant, then that's how we got the approval for the other. But if it's not going to be part of the new plant, I don't think we can take it from the referendum.
That was what my question was going to be. If it could be retroed into the new place, like we did with the press.
So that brings up a lot of questions, because the equipment that we have and the plant that we have is very old and antiquated, and because we planned on having an upgrade after 2014 that still hasn't happened, all of our equipment in the plant is old, and it's coming to the point now where we're having a lot of mechanical failures. Things that we have tried to get repaired or replaced, as we've been finding out, because our system is so old and antiquated that a lot of the new equipment does not work with the electronics that we have installed at the plant. Our SCADA, or we don't have a SCADA system, but our PLCs that we have predate Ethernet. That's how old all of this stuff is. So when we buy a pump and we get a new PLC for it, it doesn't work with our existing system because it's so old. So it's a lot more than is it going to work, because on one hand, we're not exactly sure. We have a 3.5 million gallon a day plant right now. We're going to be downgrading to a 2.5 million gallon a day plant. When this blower in 2010 was installed, we were using two aeration tanks and then a aerated grit chamber and then a waste tank. Now, with the upgrade that we're going to be going to, we're going to have four aeration tanks, a re-aeration tank, a waste tank, and we're not sure if we're going to have another aerated grit chamber again. We're not sure where we're going. We're not sure if this exact blower that we need to get replaced to run the plant for the time being is going to be big enough, or if we're going to get smaller blowers and just run more blowers consistently in line as opposed to having a bigger one with more expenditure. There's so many variables on which way this could go because of the situation that we're in. I wish I could give you a better answer, but I don't think I can.
All right, well, based on that, look, this is an emergency. It's got to be done, or it could cost us a lot more money and deep fines. I would suggest that we go ahead and get the work done. And then, Charlie, to your point, maybe after it's done or at some point, we can make that determination and still go back. Because, we're not going to be done with the referendum funding for a couple of years. So
Well,
we can make that determination later on, I think.
I would 110% trust Ed in figuring out what the best course of action is
Right.
and supporting whatever he brings to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. So Ed, looking ahead to the future, kind of figuring out where we may be, I think that we need to expend funds now because it is an emergency, but not throw bad money after good.
Right.
So,
So, in my opinion, if I may, what I think the best course of action is even if we get the $83,000 one, which is our turbo blower, that still leaves us with a very old, antiquated backup, which we don't know how long that's going to last. It may not even last us the 8 to 10 weeks to get the parts in that we need to fix the other one that we have. My suggestion would be to order the parts to get the turbo blower at $83,000, $84,000, get the parts we need to get that back up and running. At that point, I think we'll work with the engineers in that time frame to go out to bid for a brand new turbo blower, one that is going to be acclimated to wherever we see the plant going with the new upgrade. That way we can go out to bid, we can get something in. Once the new one comes in, maybe a few months later, we can get that one in, get that installed. In the meantime, it may not be a bad idea to get a to rent a blower to come in on a skid so we have a backup, because as of now, we have no backup.
I would agree.
Yeah, I agree with it all.
And there goes Brian's capital expenses line item.
Yeah,
We just spent it. Thanks, Brian.
It's all right, man. It sounds like a good expense, right? So,
All
and
right,
these
so
are
what we'll need though is the documentation for this, because that'll have to go before the board. So, Ed, we're gonna have to approve this tonight to get to the board for next week. So, Ed, tell us exactly how much you want us to be approving tonight.
All right, let me grab my calculator. I know we did get a quote for a brand new turbo blower. It was about $190,000. So
You don't need board of alder approval for that. You just need board of alder approval for the 83, and then really that's all you need their approval for. The
So I would
190,
need,
if you want to buy
I
a
would.
new blower, like that's separate in my mind.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what do we need for this meeting next week to get us through this crisis for now?
All right. So the 83,000, which I will pull up in a second, the caveat to that would be the cost of a blower rental. We're figuring, because we're not sure how much piping we're going to need, we're still looking to have the sales rep come out and tell us where we need to put this, where it's going to go, how we're going to need to hook it up. We're figuring anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 a month.
All right. Can you give us a preliminary, and then because we have to get, when we get this on the agenda, we have to send their board some preliminary information. So again, we need a recommendation tonight that we can present to them, subject to any change between now and then, that we would approve at our full meeting on, what is it, the 20th?
All right, so I would say 100,000, because 84,000 of it would be the replacement of the existing blower, and then the other 15,000 of that would be for a blower rental. And
But
I would have
it's only 1 month, Ed. I think you should throw another month on top of that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking 120,
So the recommendation would be to approve the
150.
expenditure of $120,000 on emergency services needed to, or not to exceed $120,000 on emergency services need at the WPCA, and to waive the bid by the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen.
Okay, so you just made the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Again, this is an emergency. Deep is not a fan of people saying, well, we'll get to it. We've already got the spill that took place today. So we
We don't
know.
have a choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, Bob, you're just getting back on. We have a motion and a second to fix this blower issue, and the motion is to approve up to $120,000 to correct this and to ask for the waiver from the Board of Aldermen next week. So we've got a motion and a second. Do you have any questions before we take the vote?
I was asking you, Bob, because everybody else has already weighed in. You're muted. You're still muted. Got to hit that microphone button. There you go.
How about now?
You're good.
I just got back on, so I just caught the end of it. It's talking about the blow.
Yeah, this is a blower issue we had last week. And
any questions on the motion? I guess I really don't have any.
Just the part that you missed that updated us today, that even our backup failed and we had a spillage into the river today. And if we have those spillages, we're going to get fined heavily. So we've got to take this emergency action. And, you know, okay, we need to get it on the agenda of the Alderman next week to get this bid waiver so we can get this done. So that's the motion, up to $120,000, and ask for a bid waiver to get this done as quickly as possible.
I agree.
Okay. All right, so we got the motion, we got the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Aye. Okay, so we're good to go on that. I have to get with Brian and Mark. I think we'll have the public hearing before our meeting. Let's see. Our meeting is the 15th. So yeah, we'll have to be. The public hearing will be at 6 o'clock and the meeting's at 6:30. Okay. And you know, it has to be publicized. So that's why we've got to get that done. So there'll be no meeting next week. We got this done, thankfully, because we had the finance director involved this year. And we'll get that publicized. We have the regular meeting at 6:30 and the public hearing at 6 o'clock. Okay. I want to thank everybody. This is not easy stuff, but we're making progress. Again, I can't thank Brian enough for helping come in. And, you know, he basically told us he's going to get it straightened out on the other end, too. So, you know, we have to work together on this. And the good thing is we're not raising rates, period. So, okay, with that, one more motion would be in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Bob's going to second that.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I've been adjourned all night.
Opposed? Yeah, you've had a tough night. All right. We'll mark that the meeting officially ended at 8:15. All right. Let me stop the recording.